Idaho Governor Butch Otter outlined his priorities for the 2018 Idaho legislative session during Monday's State of the State address. He detailed both his budget proposal and the issues he wants to concentrate on during his last year in office. Otter's proposal adds up to a nearly $3.7 billion state budget next year. Part of that includes a roughly 6% increase in public school funding, which adds up to $123 million. Boise State University political science professor Gary Moncrief says Otter's budget has a lot of moving parts that all have to fit together to reach the numbers the governor is hoping for. Moncrief told Samantha Wright one of those parts is a raise for state workers, known as a CEC, or a change in employee compensation.
So he's talking about a 3% increase in the CEC, in the salary for state employees, and a 3% increase, kind of base increase for teachers as well. So that's, I think, frankly, a little higher than what we usually see in Idaho for a CEC. It's also been a year in which we have more revenue than we had anticipated. You know, the economy's plugging along pretty well in Idaho at this point. And he referenced that in his State of the State and budget address. He mentioned that the economy was doing well, although perhaps not generating quite as much revenue as they had hoped. So anyway, for a lot of people, that's one of the headlines, is a 3% increase in state employment and teacher employees' income.
And you mentioned increased revenue. He's talking in here about getting a little more money coming in, 4.6%, if I'm reading this right.
Yeah, he's projecting a 4.6% increase in revenue for the state. Now, a couple of things about that. One is that I would say is a fairly soft number at this point, because they're still trying to figure out what the effect of the Federal Tax Reform Act will have at the state level, and they still have to figure out exactly what they want to conform between the Idaho tax code and the U.S., the national tax code, and you know how much of the federal tax code they conform with has a lot to do with what the actual revenue projections are going to come out to look like in the end. So there were some assumptions that had to be made about that we don't know for sure yet whether those assumptions are accurate or not. So while he's projecting a 4.6% increase, that may or may not be that. I guess potentially it could be larger, but I can see that it could be less than that as well, depending again on what happens with their attempt to link the Idaho tax structure to the national tax reform. So there's also some other aspects about this tax, this revenue component in Idaho, and that is that he's mentioning some tax reductions that he's basically saying he's in favor of at this point. One of them is the unemployment tax reduction, which never came out as a law. And I think everybody in the legislature, most everybody in the legislature, kind of felt badly about that they thought they had this done and it didn't get done. And so I think that's going to be a priority for a lot of people. And the governor pretty much up front says, hey, this is my priority right here. And then he also kind of comes on board with the movement to reduce income tax at least a bit, both personal income tax and corporate income tax in Idaho. So there's a lot going on, again, a lot of moving parts on this fiscal component. But given all that, given what he sees as potential reductions in revenue because of income tax reductions and the federal component, he's still projecting a 4.6% increase in revenue.
And then we head into issues. And as Otter hinted before his State of the State speech, education was a big one.
A very big one. No surprise that he focused on kind of completing his, what he views, I think, as his legacy and frankly, his mandate, which is the K-12 education reform and increasing the budgets there. And so he wants to kind of get that final part of that program done. And the other aspect here, which is a little different, is his focus on higher ed at this point. As you know, a lot of his incentive in regard to K-12 is based on the K-12 task force that he put together several years ago and kind of putting into place a number of the recommendations from that task force. Well, last summer he put together a higher education task force, and he's essentially talking about implementing at least part of that here. And in particular, what he's talking about here is the establishment of some kind of executive officer, and it sounds like he's talking about a kind of a consolidation of some of the administrative components that exist across the universities and colleges in Idaho at this point.